Hello, 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 and welcome back to the Chinese Tea. I'm your host, Sammy. Thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. Today's episode is going to be one that you all requested. You guys have asked me multiple times, how hard is it to make friends, keep friends, and be able to interact with other people in China? And so that would be the topic of today's discussion. We will talk about how has it been for me making friends, keeping friends, and how to navigate friendships as an expat. But before we dive into that today's episode, I want to give a special shout out to the person who had requested this topic. Shout out to you, because there were several of you, so I can't name each and every one of you. But I really, really appreciate you guys. Thank you for also being a tea drinker and supporting my podcast. I really, really appreciate it. You guys were creeping up to the 300 listens. It's bizarre that you guys actually like to listen to me. So it's actually pretty, pretty cool. I'm not even like low-key upset about it, but I love it. I love you all. You guys have made this really fun for me, and I want to continue providing quality content and things that you guys are interested in listening to. So with that being said, if there's any topic about China, being an expat, life abroad, travel, relationships with travel, you know, feel free to, you know, leave me a comment or, you know, go to my social media, which is chic_CocoBell. Again, I have to go ahead and make What's the Chinese Tea podcast, because I'm terrible at it, but because I just don't want to have to manage social media. If I'm very honest, I just really don't want to manage another social media account, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. So, and with that being said, I will go ahead when I announce or when I make an Instagram or a Twitter for What's the Chinese Tea, you all will be the first ones to know. So you guys can leave all your questions, comments, concerns, whatever on that list. And we will go ahead and we already have a content calendar made. However, I like to give the people what they want and what they ask for. If they're asking, that means they're listening intently and actively, which makes me very happy. So I like to make my tea drinkers very happy. So we're just going to go ahead and make a schedule with all the suggested topics so you guys are very happy. But yes, let's dive into today's episode. Woo! So the Chinese word of the day is 朋友. 朋友 means friend. So say with me, 朋友, 好朋友. And good friend is 好朋友, 好朋友. There we go. So let me just give my experience. I have, and my mother will tell you this, for the longest time since I was a child, I was very social. I'm a social butterfly. My mom will tell you, some of my friends will tell you, my boyfriend will tell you. So my people, when I was leaving the United States, they were not concerned that I was not going to be able to make friends. They're like, Sammy, her not make friends? Yeah, okay. She's going to be fine. At first, it was going to be it was a little overwhelming, to say the least. It's like, where do I start? Because the difference, I would say, making friends here and then making friends at home is this. When you're a child or you're, you know, upcoming or whatever, the way you make friends is very, I would say, organic, and in a sense of there is a level of interaction first. So what I mean by that is maybe you guys went to the same school. Maybe y'all worked together. Maybe y'all have mutual friends. Maybe, you know, you met at a bar. So you get to meet this person, you know, physically first, right? And then kind of peel off the layers of this person. Whereas in China, that's really not the case. In my city, I don't have a lot of foreigners that in my city to start with. That's one. And for two, I don't work with any other foreigners. Like, I've managed to make one foreign friend at my school because she just started, and her two daughters are in my class, and we just kind of blended. But that's the most organic relationship that I have had since being here, because it's just like, oh, we worked together, we talked, we vibed, and that's kind of how our relationship cultivated. Whereas some of the other friends that I've made have been more virtual. So with the power of social media, China is no different. China has their own form of social media called WeChat. Like I said, I've talked about WeChat so many times on this podcast. You guys should know what WeChat is by now. But WeChat literally powers everything in your life, like literally everything. So before actually being on Chinese soil, I was on Facebook and I was in a group called Brothers and Sisters of China. And where it's a bunch of us melanated folks, woo-hoo-hoo, melanated folks talk about our experiences. We talk about how to pack, what to look forward to, what to look in your contract. I mean, when I tell you that group was like a saving grace in terms of like my anxieties of leaving home and coming to China, like literally when it came to packing, what to pack, I still fucking overpacked, but that's not the point. Oh, like when it talked about packing, when it talked about clothes, like I said, I'm like 5'11", I'm a size 20. You know, I was so skeptical about shopping here. But shout out to my girl, Misha. Misha hit me up and was like, literally, I got you. I'm gonna put you in this group. And literally that group has been a saving grace in terms of like my wardrobe, because they know they, you know, have found out how to navigate Taobao. And you guys know I've talked about Taobao on this podcast as well. Taobao is like Alipay, eBay, AliExpress, Amazon, all rolled into one. So they have navigated how to find clothing for plus size women, which has been amazing. So most of us would have said, like, and when I say most of us that I've spoken to that I communicate with on a daily basis, most of us, you know, came from that group. And it's like, hey, I'm on WeChat. Hey, I could put you. And so it's like, it starts like virtually. It's really like, oh, I'm in the Brothers Sisters group. Here's my WeChat. Here's my WeChat username, right? So then they're like, oh, I'm in this group for this. I'm in this group for that. I'm in this group for that. And literally by like 2 days before I even got here, I was like in a shit ton of groups. What purposes they served, I have no fucking idea. So I was like, okay, so it wasn't so scary for me that I'm like, I literally know no one. Like, you literally do not know. I literally did not know anybody besides Chira. So I was like, I had a little more like security knowing that I have these groups and I can ask questions and things like that. 'Cause you land in China, like I said, I read so much before getting here, but I was prepared for some. I was not prepared for everything, but that's a whole nother episode. So I was like, okay, I have these groups and I'm in a lot of like black female groups, and I was like able to like connect with some girls, and it was like a virtual situation. So it's like everything was via WeChat. Like, we, you know, video called, or we called, or we audioed each other. So it was like, okay, I have like associates, or I have people that I know here. And then, you know, it was like, okay, let's take our relationship, you know, privately, quote unquote. And when I say that, it's, oh, you and I can talk like outside of the group. Like, we don't have to necessarily have the group to speak. Does that make sense? And so now it turned into, we have our own, you know, conversations, and we talk about, you know, where we came from and, you know, things, what are we doing in China, and, you know, like, how's work and all this other stuff. And then it's like dating. It's like literally like, okay, we vibe in the group. Okay, let's take the vibe out privately. Okay, now we're gonna like take the relationship to the next level. We're gonna go actually meet in person. So I have a whole story on how I met some people offline, and literally how some of the relationships, I'm just like, vraiment, like literally, like what is going on? But we'll talk about that in the next segment. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm. welcome back. So I was talking about friendships and how I have been able to cultivate them. So I told you guys I had a little story for you guys. So I took a liking to someone. I was like, okay, you know, I live in a small city, and there's not a lot of Black people here. And when I mean I'm not a lot of Black people, all of but two people. Well, now just one. So I don't have a lot of Black friends here. There's not a lot of expatriates out here. And if they are, and that's what, and one thing I've realized is too, is that this situation is very different in a sense of, I feel like if you are, I'll give you an example. If you go to a certain school, right, you kind of like band together because you all went to that same, y'all went to that school together, right? Now, if we particularly did not go to the same school, could we be friends outside of school? Maybe, maybe not. That's kind of what it is here. It's like some of the friendships that I have cultivated, it's like, could I really be friends with you if we were not living in China? Some of them, yes. Some of them, oh God, hell no. But the convenience of we speak English, we come from America, that safety blanket of, you know what it is to be Black. Like, I can ask you for hair products. I can ask you for lotion. I can, you know, there's just that safety bond. Like, oh my God, you know, you get what I'm coming from. But if we were not forced in this situation or put in this situation where we're 1,000 miles away from home, you know, a lot of these people do not speak English. A lot of these people just do not understand, you know, why we wear our hair a certain way, why our skin is a certain way. It's like, no. But I have met some really dope girls here, and some girls, I'm like, I wish you nothing but love, but we could never be friends, like, after the fact. So I was in a girl group, and it was like, okay, you know, there was a girl group being put together and they wanted to have brunch in Beijing. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let me go to Beijing. I've always wanted to go anyways, because I wanted to sightsee. And I know it's a larger expatriate community and there's better shopping and there's Western food. And it was just like, okay, that's literally all I wanted to do. And so I was like excited. So I told Chira, and Chira's like, listen, Sammy, and he gave one piece of advice. He's like, he's more like reserved, and I'm just kind of like, well, fuck it. If it does not work out, or if it does not look like we could be friends, it's fine. Like, it's no love lost. Like, I don't have enough invested to give a fuck. That's like where I was at with it. Like, I don't really care. Like, if you and I are just like, okay, we don't vibe, we don't gel that well, then okay. Bye, Felicia. Like, no love lost there. But so he was just like, okay, you know, so I'm gearing up to go to Beijing, and the girl that I was actually wanting to meet was supposed to be out of town. And for some reason, it ended up working out to where she was actually going to be in town. So we're like, hey, let's get together. Let's, you know, let's chill. We had spoken a couple times. This is the same girl that kind of put me on with some of the groups or whatever. She was kind of one of the first people, one of the first people that I like met through the Facebook group I was talking about earlier. And so I was like, I was excited. I was like, she seems like a lot of fun. She seems like she's got a lot of personality. So I'm with the shits. And so I was like, all right. And then one of the other girls was like, I was hesitant to meet her because she has this demeanor, and I love her now. Like, dear Lord, we talk every day now. Like, that's my heart now. She has this like personality that is like very closed off, and she's very sarcastic. But if you don't get her sarcasm, it could damn near be offensive. But she means it all with love. So I was like, I don't know if I want to meet her because I really just don't have time to check a bitch. So I go to Beijing, I get off a flight, you know, we're talking, and we're like, we had spoken all before. We had spoken for a couple of months before me actually moving to actually going to Beijing. And the girl that I thought I was going to be like thick as thieves with, like, we bonded, we talked and everything, literally ended up being like, I will never be friends with you. So I get to Beijing, I'm excited, and then I meet three of the ladies, and we had such a fun night. Like,
I mean, these are girls that I would literally kick it with in the States. Like, these are the kind of vibes I deal with. Like, let's just have fun. Like, let's cut the bullshit. Like, let's not make it harder than it needs to be. Like, we are already out here. It's already tiring being out here. I don't need to be more exhausted dealing with girls. Like, I just don't have the time. So we went to the club. I mean, we had such a fun time. We stayed out so late. And it was just like, oh my God. It was so, like, it was literally so much fun. The next morning, I'm supposed to go with the girl that I was like, oh, we're going to be thick as thieves with. We're supposed to go to the wall. And, like, literally, when I mean she had a stank attitude, y'all, like, I don't do stank. Like, I literally do not do stank. Unless I really don't like you, I don't do stank. So I'm just like, well, maybe it's just because it's early in the morning. There was some issue with my timing of coming downstairs, but literally, she told me the driver was supposed to be there at 8:30. It was like 8:15. So I was like, I was not understanding what her deal was. And we get to the wall. We chat up a little bit. I was like, okay, she's opening up. And I was just like, I just thought it was weird because, like, when you're chatting with somebody online, like, you have a lot to say. Like, you talk a lot. Like, I talk, y'all, when I tell y'all, I talk to this girl, like, every day. Like, she was probably, like, the first or second person to call me on my birthday coming here. So, like, we didn't have just, like, some frou-frou, like, getting to know each other. Like, we talked all the time. Like, if I was upset about something, like, I talked to her. If she was upset about something, so it wasn't just, like, some superficial shit. Like, we shared some, like, deep shit with each other. So I was kind of like, well, damn, what the hell is going on here? I was like, all right, maybe it's I'm hungover and I'm tired. Whatever. We get to the restaurant and I'm excited because I'm hungry. And I was like, I want a drink. And it just, like, there was a lot of things that she was saying that was kind of, like, very off-putting to me. And I'm like, when I go out of town, because I save money to go out of town, like, I ball out. I have a good time and I go home. But, and I feel like I'm also the same friend that if my friend is coming from afar, we're cutting up. We're cutting up, especially if my friend doesn't get out as much or doesn't come to my city often. Oh, we're cutting the fuck up, period. So her whole, oh, I don't like to go to the club, or, you know, I don't want to do this, I don't want to do that. It's like, I'm only here for a weekend. You can go back to your normal life when I go home. Like, and it was not something I just, like, sprung on her. Like, this shit was planned for, like, months. And it was, like, very agitating. It was, like I said, there was a lot of stuff, and I don't want to get into too much detail about it. But there was a lot of stuff that was very off-putting about her that I was like, yeah, we not going to jail that well at all. Like, just the bullshit that was coming out of her mouth, I was just not interested. So we went about our separate ways. When I tell you, that was the first time I saw her, and that was the last time I saw her. Like, we have not spoke. I was in Beijing in October. Have not spoken since. Again, no love lost. Not enough invested to give a fuck. It's okay. But the girl that I was, like, hesitant to meet, like, that's, like, my homie. She's, like, my accountability partner for fucking everything. Hey, Rue. she's, like, literally my accountability partner for every fucking thing. Like, literally. So we gelled, like, so, like, we gelled and we got deep and we literally, like, I was like, I fucks with her. And same with my homegirl. Hey, Misha. I fucks with her heavy too. Like, them is my, like, literally them is my two homies. Like, for real, for real. Like, so if any shit pops off, like, I'm usually with them. That's when I went to Beijing. And then, like, I was just like, okay. So I'm moving to Chongqing, as some of you guys already know. I'm moving to Chongqing in a couple of months. And so I got into a group with other Black members, that live in Chongqing. And I have, like, literally my homegirl Shannon, my homegirl Rosh, my homegirl D. I love them three girls to bits and pieces. Like, I literally am just like, how did I have a better experience in Chongqing than I did Beijing? I don't know. But I did meet some just really cool people. And like I said, with being an expat, it's hard. It's already, you already have a lot stacked against you because, like I talked about in the last episode, the instability. Like, the person might not always be there. And you have to understand that when you get into this, you have to understand that it's not, unless they plan on being here for quite a while, we're unstable in the sense of we can be here for this year and we're gone next year. We go somewhere else. And then you have to kind of plant your roots again and, you know, get reacclimated and get reacquainted with people. And so it is easy. China has made it easy to make friends because of the help of WeChat. I think that if WeChat was not available like that and the power that it really has, I honestly think it would be a lot harder. I mean, we have Facebook, but because of the VPN situation, we're not always on Facebook. But WeChat, you could be on WeChat regardless. But if that was not available, I can be very frank with y'all. I don't know how we would be literally meeting friends or meeting people in China. I literally don't know how it would work. But that's the one thing I'm grateful for this app, as annoying as it is and as much time we spend on it. It literally powers everything. But yeah, like I said, the question was, is it hard? Is it easy to make friends? It's only hard if you don't put in the work. It's only hard if you don't make yourself known. And when I mean known, I mean like you're a willing participant. Like, yeah, I'm here. I want to make friends. Because you know what? Believe it or not, when you're living abroad, you want to have a sense of community. Even though the instability of being an expatriate, you still want a sense of community. You still want a sense of a tribe. You still want a sense of belonging somewhere. And especially in such a homologous country such as China, where everybody looks the fucking same and everybody speaks the same language and everybody, you know, damn near is like just the same, that there's no diversity in any form or fashion, that, you know, yes, you want that sense of just like, I belong here, or I belong somewhere, or I belong to this group, or I belong to this tribe, or I belong to this community. It makes time here a lot easier because you're able to talk to somebody, especially people that have been here for 2, 3, 4 years. They can definitely help you through your first. Like I said, I'm wrapping up on my, I cannot believe I'm saying that. I'm literally wrapping up my first year here, and I have so much knowledge under my belt because of not only what I've been through experience wise, but also because I have girls that I can talk to about what I'm going through and how they have helped me power through, you know, certain, you know, moments and certain times and things like that. Yeah, like, obviously, I didn't want to come here and, like, solely rely on the, oh, I just want to stick to the foreigners and I want to meet Chinese friends. But I do have a couple Chinese friends that I love to bits. And like I said, it has made my time here easier, right? Because I have a sense of community. I have a sense of sisterhood and friendships. And, you know, we're not meant to go through life alone. That's just what it is. God didn't intend for us to go through life alone. And with that being said, you can make friends anywhere. You just have to be willing to put in the effort. You have to be willing to understand the circumstance. And you have to be transparent. You have to be honest. Just like with any other friendship you make in a traditional way, you know, you have to be, you know, loyal and trustworthy and honest and respectful and things like that. But that's all, again, a whole nother conversation. But I love my tribe that I've gotten here. I love the group of girls that I've managed to connect with on, like, past the superficial bullshit. Like, we've been able to connect on a different level. I'm grateful for that connection, and I hope in the years coming that more connections happen and that I'm able to, you know, cultivate more relationships that after this, it's to me, it will be like if you do like a reality, for example, if you do like a Bad Girls Club, like that, I know that's the worst example in the world, but no one would understand that experience unless you were in the Bad Girls house. So I feel like unless you lived in China as a Black person between the years of 2018 and 2020, like, you won't understand. And so I feel like it's going to be a bond that I share for, even if I leave China for, you know, I leave China for good, I would never forget the connections I made here. And so that wraps up today's episode. I hope that answers you guys' questions. You guys stay connected with me on social media and tune in to the next episode. Like I said, it's the Chinese New Year. And so that means we have way too much time on our hands. Therefore, I will be getting to you guys a lot of content in that time. I'm so excited for the next couple of episodes. I hope you guys will enjoy. And until next time, keep sipping some tea.